The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. It embodies the victory over sin and death, and it opens the pathway to eternal life for all who believe. This miracle signifies the fulfillment of God's promise and serves as a beacon of hope and renewal. It invites us to participate in the transformative power of God's love. Mark 16, 1 through 8 gives us an emotional narrative that captures the discovery of the empty tomb. This passage not only recounts the events of that early morning, but it sets the stage for our reflection on the implications of the resurrection for our lives as followers of Christ. As we look at this scripture, let us open our hearts and our minds to the lessons that it contains, and let us be ready to explore our role in this continuing story of faith, hope, and love. So our text today is Mark 16, 1 through 8. Listen as I read, or read along with me, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, on that morning, on that holy morning, the women demonstrated their dedication to Jesus. They set out at dawn, carrying spices to anoint Jesus' body. This shows the depth of their love and reverence for him. Their journey reminds us of the unwavering devotion that's required from us as followers of Christ. If we look at what we can do as modern-day people that would compare to what the women were doing that day, we see that we should be living a life in faithful service, carrying our spices, our gifts, our talent, and our time to honor Jesus and everything that we do. So as the women walked, they worried about who was going to roll the stone away for them. Because it's a big old stone. But they found it had already moved. They found it already moved when they got there. How many times do we spend so much time worrying about something, stressing over something, only to find that when we get to that moment that we were worrying and stressing over, God has already taken care of it? We are called to a life of faith, trusting in God's power to clear the paths that seem impassable to us. The women get to the tomb and they meet an angel. Now, some commentators say that the young man is Mark, the writer of this gospel. But Matthew 28:2 says the young man was an angel. And he's inside the tomb, and he tells them Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus of Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Now, God's promises are sure. He promised a deliverer. He promised a Messiah. God's power is greater than any fear we can even conceive of. So the angel tells the ladies, women, go and tell the disciples that Peter, go and tell the disciples and Peter that Jesus is going ahead of them into Galilee. This directive from the angel to the women highlights a crucial aspect of our Christian calling, witnessing. But why did he say, go tell the disciples and Peter? Why was Peter called out by name? Peter had denied knowing Jesus 3 times. And by now there's a pretty good chance that everyone knew it, because we're three days after the crucifixion. I wonder if the angel had not specially called out Peter by name to go and tell. I wonder if the women would have told him. Like the women, we are entrusted with the good news of Jesus Christ. We're called to testify to his resurrection and the hope it brings to a broken world. Even those we think aren't worthy of the good news, aren't worthy of the message. Despite the reassuring message that the angel gave them, don't be alarmed, don't be afraid. The women flee from the tomb. They're terrified. And y'all, this reaction is spot on. It reflects our own moments of doubt and fear when we are faced with a mystery of God, a miracle. Their initial silence invites us to reflect on our response to God's calling. It challenges us to move beyond fear and embrace faith and courage in proclaiming the resurrection. The resurrection signifies the ultimate victory over sin and death. By rising from the dead, Jesus not only conquered death, but offers us a path to eternal life. This victory assures us that sin and death do not have the final word. As believers, we are invited into this victory and we're called to live in the freedom and hope that it brings. The resurrection empowers us to face life's challenges and uncertainties with confidence, knowing that in Christ we are more than conquerors. Jesus' resurrection serves as a divine validation of his teachings. He is the Son of God, and his sacrificial death on the cross was for us. It affirms the truth of his words and the value of his sacrifice for the atonement of our sins. As Christians, this is the basis of our faith and commitment to live according to Jesus' teachings. It motivates us to pursue righteousness, love, and grace, emulating Christ in our thoughts, words, and actions. The theme of new life and transformation is central to the message of the resurrection. Through Christ, we receive a new identity. We are reborn into a living hope, and we have a future defined by the promise of eternal life. This transformative power is not reserved for the hereafter. It begins the moment we place our faith in Jesus. It calls us to a life marked by renewal, by integrity, and by deepening relationship with God. As we embrace this new life, as we embody it, we become beacons of light and transformation to a world longing for hope and direction. The resurrection redefines our existence. It challenges us to live not as people bound by the temporal, but as citizens of the kingdom of heaven with our eyes set on eternal values. The resurrection invites us to embrace our identity as God's children, empowered by the Holy Spirit to witness to the truth of the gospel. In the light of the resurrection, our role as Christians is characterized by a profound sense of mission. We are to be ambassadors of Christ, tasked with spreading the good news of His resurrection. This mission encompasses not just evangelism in the traditional sense, but also living out the values of the kingdom in every aspect of our lives, in our relationships, in our work, and in our communities. Our witness involves more than just verbal proclamation. We don't just speak the gospel, we live it. Our witness encompasses the entirety of our lives. We're called to embody the resurrection's transformative power through our actions, relationships, and decisions. Whether through acts of kindness, integrity in our workplaces, or the pursuit of justice and mercy, our lives should testify to the reality of the risen Christ. The story of the women at the tomb reminds us that obstacles will come up on our journey. But this same power that rolled away the stone is at work within us. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do the work that God calls us to do. Acts 1:8 promises that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, enabling us to be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Our calling as disciples permeates every aspect of our lives, calling us to live out our faith in practical, everyday ways, demonstrating honesty, integrity, and ethical behavior in all of our dealings as a reflection of the character of Christ. Our calling requires that we show unconditional love to others, particularly the marginalized and the vulnerable, just as Jesus did. Now, this journey of faith is not without its challenges. Fears and doubts arise, especially when we have to step out of our comfort zones or face situations that test our faith. The women's response at the tomb in Mark 16:8 reflects a human reaction to divine encounters. But their initial fear and silence transform into bold proclamations as they obey the angel's command to share the news of Jesus' resurrection. This transformation offers us valuable lessons in overcoming our own fears and doubts. Fears and doubts are natural responses to the unknown and to the spiritual battles that we face as believers. They don't signify a lack of faith. Instead, they are just part of being human. There are some things, though, that we can do to overcome our fear. We can ground our lives in the promises of God's Word, and that will help us combat our natural fears. Scripture reminds us of God's faithfulness, His presence with us, and His power to save and protect. Immersing ourselves in the Bible helps us to know God's character and His plans for us. It helps dispel any doubts about the truth of His Word. Perfect love casts out fear. Embracing the reality of God's unconditional love for us can help dissipate fear, and build our confidence in His care. Regularly recalling God's faithfulness and promises in Scripture can fortify our faith and dispel our fear. The resurrection itself is a testament to God's power and His fidelity. Engaging in prayer and worship shifts our focus from our fears to God's greatness and His love. This realignment of focus can bring peace and courage to our hearts, can help us recall times when God has been faithful in our lives or in the lives of others. And these recollections can help bolster our faith and reduce our doubts. Sharing our fears with trusted fellow believers can help lighten our burdens. The church community can offer prayers, encouragement, and practical support. Conversations with mature Christians or church leaders can provide clarity, perspective, and wisdom, helping us navigate through these periods of doubt that we all go through. And sometimes the best way to overcome fear is to act despite it. Even when we're afraid, taking small steps of faith can lead to significant growth in our trust in God. The women's reaction at the tomb, fear and silence, mirror our own responses when faced with God's overwhelming truths and the calling He has for us. But the resurrection transforms fear into faith and doubt into dedication. As modern-day disciples, overcoming these challenges is pivotal to fulfilling our role in God's redemptive plan. The message of Mark 16:1-8 is a living, breathing call to action for every believer. The resurrection of Jesus Christ challenges us to look beyond the tomb, to live lives transformed by hope, empowered by faith, and marked by love. As Christians living in light of the resurrection, we are called to witness about the greatest event in human history. We are tasked with sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with a world in desperate need of hope. This calling is not for the half-hearted. It requires courage, commitment, and a deep reliance on the Holy Spirit. But the rewards are eternal, and the joy of participating in God's redemptive work is unparalleled. Let us go about our lives with a renewed sense of purpose and passion. May we be like the women of the tomb, who, despite their initial fear, went on to proclaim the greatness of Jesus Christ and His resurrection. May our lives be a testament to the power of the risen Christ, inspiring others to seek Him and find the life that truly is life. May we quit just celebrating Easter and instead begin living Easter. Bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, on this glorious Easter, we come before You in awe of the miracle of the resurrection that unfolded at the tomb. When the women found the empty tomb, their hearts were filled with wonder and fear. Lord, like them, we often approach Your plans and purposes with our own doubts and questions, wondering who will move the obstacles in our path. We thank You for the reminder that what seems impossible for us is possible for You. You've rolled away the stone of death, and in Jesus Christ You have conquered the grave. Lord, help us to embrace our role in Your kingdom as messengers of the good news, emboldened by the reality of the resurrection. May we not be paralyzed by fear, but instead propelled by joy and the assurance of Your presence with us and ahead of us. As the women were instructed to go and tell the disciples of Jesus about the resurrection, that inspire us to share this life-changing truth with those around us. Let us live as witnesses to your power and grace, carrying the message of hope and renewal to a world in desperate need. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.